Zigging and Zagging with Jaguar at www.jiggyjaguar.com. Email Jiggy at jagradio at ejagradio.com. And check him out on myspace.com/JiggyJaguar.
Back here at broadcast, we've got Dee Kelly with us today. He is an amazing country artist, and we've got him make broadcast to chat about the music and everything else. CP, how you doing, friend?
I'm doing great, sir, and thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that.
Well, I know that we've talked in the past about country music and everything of that nature. Talk to me about what you've been up to lately.
Well, basically, I've been doing a lot of karaoke. We're kind of at a hold point on Wings, the single. I'm still waiting on some pieces from the original composer of the song. That way we can get into the studio and work on it. But we're going to have that pretty soon, and may not be the end of October, but hopefully sometime in November the song will be out there.
Now, I know you were talking about doing a music video the last time you were on. How's that coming along for you?
Actually, after thinking about it, I decided to put a hold on that. I want to focus all of my attention on Wings, nothing else. And then getting that out there and getting songwriters.
Cool stuff. We've got CP Kelly with us today here on the big broadcast. You can get more information over there at cpkelly.com. And talk to me about some of the other things you've been up to lately. I know you've been wanting to focus on all sorts of different things, but talk to me about how everything's going.
Everything's going real well. It's not holding to schedule like I wanted. But, of course, hey, welcome to life, you know. Nothing ever goes by schedule. But, you know, it's helped me learn to be very, very patient and to understand that this is all happening on God's time limit, not mine.
Yeah.
And he's got the schedule, and I have to sit here, and I've got to learn to follow along with that schedule. And everything that has been happening, you know, I'll go through a period of nothing happening, and then suddenly I've got interviews booked right and left. And then it'll go quiet for a little bit, and then boom, suddenly it'll all pick up all over again. You know, it's just, it's amazing how it works. So I'm not, you know, I'm not concerned about it. I'm still very confident towards the song, towards the ideas I have for it. And I really think it's going to resonate with a lot of people.
We've got CP Kelly with us today here on the big broadcast talking about his music and everything else that's been going on with this great artist recently. Talk to me about some of the practice and some of the things that you do to get prepared for all these different things.
I sing all day long. I'm usually by myself during the day, and whatever I'm doing, I've always got a tune that starts in my head and winds up coming out of my mouth.
And well, that's pretty cool.
Man, it has driven a lot of people just crazy in the past, and I'm like, you know, oh well, sorry. But that's how much I love music. And I go through my karaoke disc. I look at the artists, I look at the titles. If I don't own the song, you know, through iTunes or a CD or anything like that, I'll pull it up on YouTube to see if they have a video. I'll listen to it, and if I don't recognize it by the title, I'll go, oh, yeah, I used to hum that song all the time, and it's in my vocal range, and I've got the disc. I'm going to do that this week. I always try to walk into my karaoke shows with at least 1 to 2 new songs that I like to unleash on people. And, of course, I won a semifinal karaoke competition at the local VFW post last Friday, and this Friday is finals. So I've got a real special number worked up for that one.
Well, that's pretty cool. We've got CP Kelly with us today here on the big broadcast, and He is just an amazing individual throughout school and his adult life. Kelly has played the piano, alto sax, the oboe, the xylophone, the chimes, and the electric keyboard. Talk to me about playing the xylophone. How the hell did you start to learn how to play the xylophone, brother.
Well, that came from me playing piano, and I was the only one brave enough to put the carrier and the marching xylophone on me because it was about 125 pounds. And, you know, I was the only one brave enough to get out there on the football field, learn how to play it, and carry that heavy sucker during football games and parades.
Wow.
It was a very unwieldy piece of instrument. But I handled it perfectly until that one year, my senior year, Christmas parade, we were marching down the main street in my hometown. I stepped into a pothole. My back bent. My assistant band director heard a popping noise and had to come over, lift the xylophone off of me, and literally carry me off the street. And I was laid up for a couple of weeks from that, but I loved playing it. I loved playing it. You know, it was very easy to learn. Picking up new instruments came very quickly for me.
It's an amazing process. We've got CP Kelly with us today here on the big broadcast, and I know when we had you on before, we talked about instruments. But what was the hardest instrument to play? What was the easiest instrument to play?
For me, piano was the easiest. Oboe was the hardest, because of the embouchure that you had to use for the reed. I mean, I could poke a hole in my lip biting down so tightly on an oboe trying to get the note perfect. And after a while, I just finally told my instructor, I said, I can't do this. I said, my lip goes numb. I don't know how people play this thing. And I joked around with my band director at the time. I said, actually, I don't think anyone does play this thing. I don't know how they're making that noise, but I don't believe the oboe is played. But I've since seen people on TV, so I've been proven wrong.
We've got CB Kelly with us today here on the big broadcast, and he is an amazing individual, and he has accomplished a heck of a lot in his short time in the music industry, and working on some music videos, everything of that nature. Have you ever thought about writing your own music and putting out your own music, or are you just better, or you think you're just easier to just sing other people's music?
It's easier for me to sing others' music. I've never really been much of a writer. Now my dad, he's turned out to be quite the writer. It's surprised me. But I've never been a writer. I never have. I love poetry. I love reading books. But that's because others have already done that work. And I want to work with a songwriter that the two of us can sit down, whether by phone, email, you know, however. They can get to know me and craft songs based on what I have been through in my life. Because I have had a whole lot of good, I have had a whole lot of bad, and when the bad has hit, I've come back better and stronger than I was before. And I would like some songs about that.
That's a pretty cool goal, my friend.
Yeah, you know, to show people that if you're dealt a bad hand, stay at the table. Odds are you're going to get a better handout.
But I love that.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Set your goal. Set your focus. Find out what your dream is, and then go after it full speed ahead. Do not let anyone stop you. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
CP Kelly with us today here on the big broadcast. You can get more information over there at cpkelly.com. Thanks for doing this, man. I enjoyed chatting with you.
Well, I certainly appreciate chatting with you as well, man.
Definitely. Well, keep us updated, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds
appreciate
great.
It.
All right. Later. Take care.